Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, a chance of some flurries, a low of 8. When it comes to water quality, Racine Mayor John Dickert will talk to anyone about its importance and how sometimes you have to spend an extra couple of bucks to make sure that quality is maintained. On WRJN's Community Conversation, the mayor noted the problem in Flint, Michigan, where a past decision to change the water system intake point has created a huge financial and health problem for that community. The mayor noted an updated and expanded cleaning process among the changes made in Racine some 20 years ago, following a local cryptosporidium scare.
We pull the water back through tiny, tiny tubes, which are about a tenth of the size of a human hair, and then they have little holes poked in them. We draw the water back through those hairs, and by doing that, the water comes out 99.9 at about the fourth power clean. So you really can't get much cleaner than that, and that's one of the reasons that our water is so good, is it's just absolutely positively pure.
Mayor Dickert spoke from Washington, where he was participating in a three-day conference on water, food, and energy. Wilmot Mountain, the popular ski area in western Kenosha County, has been purchased by Vail Resorts Incorporated. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Vail Resorts has announced plans to transform both the on-mountain and base area experience at Wilmot Mountain, including an investment in the ski area's infrastructure, best-in-class coaching and instruction, and expanding dining and entertainment options. More details are expected to be released in March. Wilmot Mountain originally opened in 1938. Kenosha police have released the name of a woman whose body was found in a city alley last weekend, but they still do not know how she died. Officers were called to the alley in the 1300 block of 31st Street on Saturday, where the body of 34-year-old Brianna Gatone, a Kenosha County resident, was found. An autopsy was conducted, and investigators are waiting for the results of toxicology tests in the effort to determine the cause of her death. Police are asking anyone with information about Gatone's activities prior to Saturday to contact the Kenosha Police Department Detective Bureau or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. A summer store was robbed Sunday afternoon, and Kenosha County Sheriff's investigators believe the robber may be the same person who held up other businesses in Kenosha and Pleasant Prairie over the past 2 weeks. The Northside Superette on Sheridan Road was robbed by a man armed with a kitchen knife just before 3:30 Sunday afternoon, getting away with an undisclosed amount of money. He's described as white, possibly Hispanic, 6 feet to 6 feet 3 inches tall, with a medium build. Investigators are asking anyone with information to call the Detective Bureau or anonymously through Crime Stoppers. Just before 3 o'clock this afternoon, a knife-wielding man robbed the check-into cash on Washington Avenue in Mount Pleasant. No information about the holdup has been released. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race this spring will elect a justice for the next 10 years out of 3 announced candidates in the February primary, the ultimate winner to be chosen among the 2 survivors in April. Matt Rothschild, executive director of the nonpartisan Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, says once again, cash will be king in determining the winner. Issue ads, which are lawful, attempt to sway voters one way or the other without actually asking the listener or viewer to vote for a particular candidate. And Rothschild says in theory, at least, candidates for the state's highest court aren't supposed to represent a particular political viewpoint.
That's a joke. I think everyone understands that it's a joke right now. The court is split on conservative liberal grounds, and the candidates who are running are easily identifiable one way or the other.
Because of a new Wisconsin law that allows more anonymous cash into campaigns, Rothschild predicts the level of issue ads will be worse than ever. The candidates for Wisconsin Supreme Court are Rebecca Bradley, Joe Donald, and Joanne Kloppenburg. Governor Walker is still seeking donations to help his presidential campaign pay off its debt. In an email to supporters, the governor warns liberals are gearing up to take us out, referencing his recall election. The message also says he wants to build on conservative reforms and expand them to other states. People send in what he says are debt retiring contributions ranging from $10 to $250. The YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee has to do some belt tightening, so plans are to eliminate at least one program, cut 20 positions, and reduce the pay of CEO Julie Tolan, plus other top executives. The Milwaukee Y was short in its fundraising goal by over $1.5 million. Branch locations will not be closed, despite an earlier warning from Tolan that it was a possibility if the campaign goal was missed. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.